This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, the coming of the New World System.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. Today, we're beginning in chapter 18 as we get into the collapse of the world market. Last time we were together, we talked about a great deal about Babylon. This time is not going to be any different. If you remember, these chapters 17 and 18 are parenthetical pauses after chapter 16, which are the last events of the tribulation, and chapter 19, which is the second coming of Christ. So in 16, we ended with the bowl judgment. 17 and 18, we're talking about Babylon. And 19, we will pick back up with the second coming of Christ. Chapter 17 was mainly about the religious system that will arise in the end times that is sanctioned by the Antichrist. If you remember, in the end of chapter 17, he turns his back on her and destroys her. Chapter 18 focuses on the economic and commercial aspects of the end times world system. Babylon is mentioned in the Bible really more than 260 times. It is most frequently mentioned city in the Bibles beyond Jerusalem. Babylon is always presented as a place which functions in opposition to God. This was the original purpose of the Tower of Babel, in which Babylon gets its origins in Genesis, to prove man's independence from the controlling influence of God. But why is Babylon so important? I just want to say it's going to be the third city in which the Antichrist will rule from during the tribulation. First, Rome is his political base. Jerusalem will be his religious base. But Babylon will be the commercial and financial base. But I want you to know that Babylon is a spirit. And we know that, you know, we talked about there are two types of Babylon, where Babylon was the ancient city that we learn about in Daniel. But we know that Babylon can be spiritual as well. And I want to read that in Daniel chapter 4, verse 30. The king spoke, "Is this not the great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling of my majesty, my mighty power, and for the honor of my majesty?" Here, King Nebuchadnezzar sums it up perfectly. "It is not the great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling for my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty." But really, today, we don't call this spirit Babylon. We call it humanism. You know, the spirit of Babylon is much present today. We just call it humanism. Humanism is a non-theistic view that is centered on human agency and relies on science and reason rather than revelation from a supernatural source to understand the world. Humanists tend to advocate for human rights, free speech, progressive policies, and democracy. They maintain that religion is not a precondition of morality and object to religious involvement in education and state apparatus. Humans, according to humanists, can shape their own values and live good and meaningful lives. American Humanistic Association's motto is, "Good without God." You know, and in reading all this, I thought this was very interesting, in that the American Humanistic Association says good without God. And I'd like to consult the Bible as to what it says about good without God. And we find that in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 18. "And it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They all have turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb with their tongues that have practiced deceit. The poison asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." This is how man is without God.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.